Bless you. Appreciate you. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, ain't it? Amen. I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the singing tonight. I appreciate the testifying. It's always good to hear about people happy about going home. Amen. And happy about the journey. Amen. And surely the journey's not being easy. Some of us has been through things in life that others hasn't been through. But there's one thing about it. No matter how big or little you've been through, you found out Jesus is right there in the midst of everything. Amen. Appreciate the Lord tonight. And before I left last night, the Lord gave me what I needed and told me what I needed to preach on tonight. And over in the book of St. Luke tonight, chapter number 10 and verse number 25. If you want to flip over there, we do appreciate everybody. Appreciate every song tonight. And everybody knows me by now. And I was thinking, Sister Carol, about the devil pestering you. He pestered me all night long. Amen. Every time I woke up, every time I rolled over, my eyes flew open. And I could not rest at all last night. But I thought about the thought that the Lord gave me. You know the presence of the Lord, don't you? And we know the presence of the enemy as well. And man, Brother Robbie, I'm not scared of the dark. Not one bit. I used to be when I was a kid, but I found out the God of the day is the God of the night. Amen. When I was a little kid, I was always scared of the dark. But I'm not scared of the dark now, but that old enemy works, don't he? In times of maybe silence in your life, and a lot of times, you know, we let the devil work on us, but I thought about that, Sister Carol, I finally got to sleep, and God gave me some good sleep till my sister called this morning. But I do desire your prayers just tonight. And the devil fights in many ways. Sometimes he don't come in a big loud boom. Sometimes it's in the small foxes that spoil them vines. But we need your prayers tonight. God laid this on our heart last night here in the book of St. Luke. If you dare say amen. In verse number 25, and it said, "Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And the lawyer said, and he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he willing to justify himself unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came down and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, listen to that, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Thou take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Then Jesus says this, Which of these three thinkest thou was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise. likewise. And that's where we'll stop tonight. But I begin to think about this little man here that the Bible said he went down from Jerusalem to a place called Jericho. And man, you got to see this tonight. Any time that I've been shipwrecked in my life, the times that I've been there, brother, I went away from God and I went down to Jericho. And we all heard the story how that Joshua and the children of Israel, brother, began to march around the walls of Jericho. And on the seventh day there, Brother Darrell, they marched around. I believe it was 13, or maybe it was a total of 13 times that they marched around them walls. But and the priests there sounding the trumpets, my friend. But I went to the made the long blast on the trumpet, brother, that they shouted. But brother, they kept marching. And sometimes if we ain't careful, we'll find ourselves like this man that went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And if I had a thought tonight, I'm not good at thoughts, but if I had one tonight, Brother Darrell, I'd preach on going down from Jerusalem. Amen, tonight. I want to share with you, amen, what God told me. And I'm going to tell you about a man, a young man tonight, that our brother had power with God. Amen, he had power with God. And our brother, hey, Brother Robbie, he preached. And our brother, he studied and he prayed. And my friend, and he was on fire for God. And, amen, and God was using him. Oh, my friend, tonight, but there come a time that old boy went down from Jerusalem and he began to walk away from the very pearl of a great price. I'm glad tonight that I know who the pearl of a great price is. But I knew a man one time that went down from Jerusalem, Brother Bill, and he began to get away from the things that God told him to do. And he began to get around the wrong crowd. And it wasn't long, my friend, he found himself among thieves. And he found himself laying in the roadside of life, my friend. And he found out this, Brother Nathan, that the pastor at the local church, I couldn't help him. And he found out, my friend, how the lay members in the house of God, I couldn't help him. They didn't have what he needed, but he needed to go back to Jerusalem. Oh, my friend, I know a man, my friend, amen, had done these things. Oh, listen, he could preach. I quote scripture. Oh, my friend, but he lost the power of God, and he went down and he fell into adultery, shacking with the married woman. Hear me tonight. I want you to know, brother, she had a young'un, and he was trying to get her pregnant. And brother, he was called to preach. Oh, listen to me tonight. And he wanted to marry this woman and pay for a divorce. Oh, the devil, my friend, had his life on the road. Hear me tonight. If you're here this evening or listening on this broadcast tonight, oh, don't go down the Jericho. There's thieves down there. Oh, but I got good news for you. There's a good Samaritan. He's looking for you. He's coming. He wants to love you tonight. He wants to help you tonight. I know that man. Praise the Lord. Know that man. Let me slow down a minute. Amen, Robbie, this man had power. Oh, with God. He could pray and ring the bells of heaven. He could read the scripture, Rob. He could remember. And Brother Lipson, when he got out away from God, oh, listen, brother, all the joy that he ever had, the revivals that he'd been in, and the times that he'd preached, it seemed like a distant memory. Oh, but there come a day Oh, the Lord begin to work with this young man again. Amen. One night upon his bedside, how the Lord come to where he was. He was sacked up with this woman. And but he said, in the midnight hour, Brother Robbie, I'm sweating in his heart. I'm beating out of his chest. I sat upon the edge of the bed. Amen. The good Samaritan was there. And he saw how that he was injured. And he saw that he had lost his royal garment. And he saw how that he had lost his shoe. And he saw that he pawned his ring. And he saw that he left his word somewhere else. Oh, but he said, I'm here. I'm here. Oh, would you have me? And he told that old preacher, he said, if you ain't going to preach, I'm going to kill you dead. Hear me tonight. I'm glad this evening. Amen. For the mercy of God. I'm glad this evening. Amen. Where sin did abound, grace much more abound. Amen. Amen. This preacher backslid, going to hell. You can tell me all you want. You may not believe in backsliding, but this preacher was there. Amen. Had the power of God. But he decided to go down from Jerusalem. And he decided to get away from his teaching. And he decided to get away from the very one that brought him joy in his life. And he turned to the bottle. And he turned to the pills. And he turned to adultery. And he turned, he was blinded. Satan had him blinded. Amen. Stealing from the people he worked for. Amen. Listen tonight. Brother Bill, that sin kept getting worse and worse. Amen. Till the Lord stopped by. And that boy said, Brother Darrell, he said, I'm in bondage. I can't get out. Oh, and he said in his mind, Brother Hubert tonight, he said in his mind, I'm in bondage and I can't get out. Oh, God must have heard that boy. Amen. 2 days later, here come his daddy. There was a blow up between him and that woman. Amen. Now we're not getting married. That's what he said. Now it's just, hey, this thing's over. God broke bondage. God broke the chains. Amen. His daddy pulled up in the driveway in a big old custom van. A 1985 Chevrolet. Amen. Custom van. Amen. You know what he did? How he slid that door open on that old van. Wow! Amen. He began to carry out Brother Robbie the things that he had. And his daddy said, is that all you got? It's 2 bags. He said, that's all I got. Everything in that house has been stolen. Everything in that house is a lie. Everything in that house is Sodom. I don't need it no more. And I'm going home. Well, God sent the Samaritan by and bound up this boy's wound. And he poured all in him and took him down. Amen. Down to the end. And he paid the price. Amen. And he said, if there's any more left, he said, I'll pay you when I come back through. Hear me tonight. I'm glad. Though you walked away, God has a Samaritan for you tonight. Amen. Acts chapter 9. There's a man named Saul. Oh, listen. Old Gamaliel had trained this man. And he had letters from the king. And he's headed down the Damascus way. And he's got letters in his hand. Oh, my friend, this name Paul. His name Saul. Amen. And there's a bright light fell upon him. And he said, "Oh, Saul, Saul." He said, "Why persecutest thou me?" He said, "Is it not hard for thee to kick again the pricks?" Oh, my friend, tonight, amen, I'm glad. Ain't you glad tonight when you was on your way down to Damascus and you had evil on your mind? Amen, there was a man that met you in that way. And sort of like a mess road, I broken hearted and didn't even know it. Amen, but he met a man that day. Oh, the light that shined, amen, slayed them men. They became as dead men. They could hear a voice, but they could see no man. What power, I said, in the Lord today. Hey, I've experienced that power. Ain't you tonight? I've been in fellowship with the man named Jesus. That old boy, I'm going to get back to him in a minute. Sorry to you. Amen, but listen. Old Paul, the man had a dream, and after it struck mine, it struck down. Amen, down there to a place called Straight. Amen, and there he was, Brother Robbie. And God had done showed him a vision of a disciple named Ananias. That was going to be coming down to that street by God's command and laying hands on him. Now Paul, amen, his name's Paul now. God changed his name. Wow! When you meet the Lord, He changes your name. He changes your mind. He changes your heart. He changes your intent. Thank God He makes you a new creature. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you something tonight. When you meet Jesus, you won't have no trouble changing. You won't have no trouble not cussing. You won't have no trouble with country music and rock and roll and rap. Brother, that garbage won't be welcome in your ears. Thank God, if your ears are a trash can, your heart will be a dump. Hear me tonight. If your eyeballs are trash can, your conscience will be a dump. Brother, we better watch it tonight. Hey, listen, that's what got that old boy going down to down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among the thieves down there. I want you to know that the devil's a thief, but he's also a liar. You better watch him tonight. He ain't got what you need. Jesus, he's got what you need. So, why you persecute me? Why? Because they created havoc in the very church. Amen. Why have you caused the Christian men and women to commit a blaspheme my name? Why have you done all this? He had knowledge of the law. Just like that lawyer had knowledge of the law. But brother, that's all he had was the law. And the law revealed the sin. But he didn't have no grace in his life. And he didn't have no Savior in his life. Hear me tonight. I want you to know something today. Christian person, if you're here tonight, when you sin, you know it then. God don't make you wait for 2 weeks. Amen. The Holy Ghost is an alerter. He'll raise the red flag. Hear me tonight. He'll warn you not to go here and there. He'll warn you the bunch not to hang around. If we'll listen, we can hear him. Amen. Oh, Paul. Now he's Paul. And then, he preached down there where he was. I think he dwelt down there about 2 years. Amen, under training, wasn't he? And then, listen, here he went on his ministry, and everybody knows about Paul. But let me tell you about this young man that I told you about a while ago. You're looking at him tonight. You're looking at me tonight. I was the very one I'm the very one. You hear me? I feel the Lord. I'm the very one. Amen. It fell among thieves. I'm the very one. I've walked away from Him. I'm the very one. Brother Robbie left my Savior. But I'm the one. Amen. He came and He saved. And the God Samaritan came by. He bound up my wound. He put all in them. He healed me. He paid the price. That's me. I'm that man. Amen. Amen. I've been there. I was on the edge of destroying the ministry God was giving me. I've never been a pastor. You've never seen me in this life. If the devil would have got his way. But me and the devil had a battle. Ah, but I won. Can somebody say it tonight? Me and the devil had a battle. But I won. Whoa, glory. I'm glad tonight to be on the winning side. I was that one. Better be like I can say it. I was that man. I was that man. Amen. I'm the thief. I was the drunk. I was the fornicator. I was the adulterer. I was the backslider. I'm the one. It was me. He said, Charlie, if you ain't going to preach, I'm going to kill you. Oh, listen. Well, you know what I like? The story ain't over. Whoa! The story ain't over. That very van, that Sister Laura, that my daddy come and got me in on the day I got married, September 29th, 1999. They decorated her up. They put cans on the bumper. Yeah. Wow. He took me from running myself. Brother, He took me the victorious living in Him. Thank God me and my wife got married. My daddy gave me that old van. Brother, I hold my babies to church in that thing. Hear me. God's able tonight. If you'll be honest, He can help you this evening. Praise the Lord. That was me. That was me, Herbert. That was me. Yeah, we'll get a song ready here in a minute. I'm about done. I'll give you my heart tonight. Amen. A life of destruction the devil meant for me. Amen. God turned it to victory. He come to where I was. I want you to know we serve. We serve a merciful God. Full of grace and full of mercy, full of glory. He don't want you to die and go to hell. Just He wants you to have the best. And He's got the best if you'll have it. Oh, my friend. Gee, well, there ain't nothing more precious than Jesus. Oh, He's the best friend that I ever had. Brother, when I'm down, I can sing the song. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Hear me today. The world ain't falling apart. It's sinful things around you. Hold on to the lighthouse. Brother, you'll stand the storm. When the storms are raging, your house will stand. But he fell among thieves. Maybe somebody loved him. When the church wouldn't love him. When the leaders of the church wouldn't have nothing to do with him. The priests walked by. The Levites walked by. The workers there at the church walked by. You hear me? Oh, let's be careful. Let's be that old Samaritan. Who is that Samaritan? It's that one who's born without a God. You hear me? They was called dogs. Hey, that day the Jews hated them. But boy, they loved on that little old boy. Some mama's son. some papa's little boy, grandson that fell among the thieves. Amen. He's about dead. But I like that scripture. He is just half dead. Woo! Thank God he wasn't dead, boys. God knew it tonight. He knew there was hope for him. Brother, I listen tonight. There's still hope for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You ever seen that hourglass? And the sand in the hourglass? I reckon they got 10 minimum or 20 minutes, whatever kind of minutes you want. You flip that thing upside down and that sand will start running. But brother, when that sand is out, time is up. I wonder how many times we come to the house of God and that sand of life is running out. And brother, we take it for granted that we're going to wake up in the morning, we set that alarm clock and we're going to get up. I've got news for you. If Jesus don't move by your bedside and nudge your shoulder and put that heart where it's supposed to be, you ain't going to wake up on this side of life. Amen. If you're lost, that's a bad thing. Oh, but if you're right and born again, brother, that's a door to eternal life. That's a door to life everlasting. I'm glad tonight when we step from this door over the threshold, we'll start anew. Forevermore. And here I was, almost in hell. I almost didn't make it, but I got good news for you. That word almost, it means I did. I made it. Thank God. He's carrying me every day. It ain't nothing I've done, but it's what He's done in my life. Amen. Oh, it takes the grace of God. The mercies of God. You ain't got His mercy. You ain't got His grace on other people. I've seen people out to wring their necks. I like to her. Get them, can't get them in church. You get them for 2-3 weeks fired up. The next 4 or 5 weeks are cold or the creek rock. Here, man, you with me? If we get her, we'd have a mess. But we got a God that's patient. You hear me? Man, I'm going to tell you something, friend. God was merciful enough to come to me and tell me, I'm going to kill you. That's exactly what I heard. I was sweating. He was rolling off me. My heart was beating 150 times a minute, probably. But you know what? I knew who he was. He had passed by before. Man, before that night, I'd be sitting out in the driveway away from everybody, listening to Ed Davis and Lion Smith preach and just desiring, Brother Robbie, that good power again. I get away from all the distraction. Honey, you better get away from all the distractions. You may have $100 million in a bank. But brother, if your soul ain't right with God, everything you got ain't worth going to hell for. There's a rich man down there tonight. There's pharaohs and kings and queens that are in hell tonight that would give everything they had. All the palaces, everything they ever owned, all the garments, all the fine beds and all the fine buffets of food, all the notoriety. They'd be at old boy that fell among thieves if they could today. But there ain't no hope for them no more. Hear me tonight. You can have it all. Oh, but if you gained the whole world and lost your soul, what would you give in exchange? Preacher, I've worked for God. If your heart ain't right, you ain't worked for Him. You went through a form. You went through emotion tonight. You don't know what a relationship is with God. Oh, if you did, you wouldn't treat Him like you do. Oh, listen to me. If you did, how you'd live your whole life for you. You wouldn't be a Sunday Christian. You'd be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank God 24 an hour. A day Christian for the Lord. Hear me tonight. Going down from Jerusalem, falling in the hands of thieves. This world will steal everything you got. The thief come but for the what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Church member, he's here to steal what? your testimony, kill your infants, and destroy your soul in hell. The church ain't got very good influence today because it's been caught acting like the world. It's been caught, Brother Darrell. And you know what? It ain't the real Christians, and we all realize that, but we're in a battle. We're in a battle to keep the church as God sees it now. You and me keeping us is what I'm talking about. We're in a battle. Ephesians 6 said this thing is a spiritual battle, guys. We're not warring against flesh and blood, but spirits and principalities. I know what was in bugging me last night is that devil. Amen. I know the enemy tonight. Oh, but I just trust the Lord. I'm like you, Carol. I just trust the Lord. He walks the dark hills, the highways and valleys. Woo! He walks in the shadows. Thank God today. I'm glad I know who He is. I'm glad I know Him tonight. I've got a personal relationship. That young boy, that young man, amen, by running his ministry, God spared him, amen. God spared you tonight, amen, to set one more time in His house while the sands of time is running out on you. Amen, to the hand of mercy and the hand of grace extends and says, come unto me. Oh, my friend, how much did He love you? He loved you this much. As far as He is from the west, He lied to you that much tonight. I love you, brother. Hurry, play the music. If you need to come tonight, would you come? I give you my heart. I've done my best tonight. I've done my best. Would you come? But I don't care if you claim to be saved 50 years. If something was said tonight to make you doubt, I'd get on the altar. I'd stay on the altar and I'm satisfied. I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't leave tonight. Oh, I tell them so much. Brother Darrell up in the house. We need men in our homes. Amen. Leading our children. We need godly mothers. Amen. To lead our children. Oh, listen, men, friend. Don't you want your children to see a God in your life? Oh, tonight. Don't you want to see your children? Children in heaven. Oh my goodness. Mom, how about it tonight? Don't you want to see your children make it to heaven? Why wait the judgment day when they say, hey, why didn't you tell about that awful place? I don't know why I preach that tonight, Brother Darrell. But God does. You're going down from Jericho and time's about out. I started when I was 14 years old, guys. I know what it is to be young. I know what it is, Darrell, to be young and tempted by lust, women. I know what it is to be tempted by your friends. I know. They make you real friends. What do you do with it tonight? What are we going to do with it? I know what it is to struggle. I know what it is also to play church. I know what it is, Darrell, to come in the house of God and amen the preacher. Me, cold as a creek rock. I know what it is, Robbie, to even say amen loud. And me knowing he's preaching to me. I know what it is to tell my wife, I don't feel like going to church today. I don't want to go. I want to stay home. She said, Charlie, you better remember what you told the Lord you'd do if He touched her daughter. Huh? We were sitting in revival one night, 1999. We lost our first child. Amen. She lost it so devastated. He called me at work, Sister Laura, and I was devastated. I couldn't hardly drive home. When I got there, all I knew was to hold her. Amen. Not long. Maybe a half. It was like right before 2001, she got pregnant again. We're sitting in a revival. We went to revival. We love the Lord. Amen. I remember it so well. Service was going on and she was hot. She started bleeding in church. And I've been through this. I want you to know about grace tonight and mercy. I want you to know tonight that God loves you so much. Oh, listen to me. Brother, I'll be all the way home. I told her, I said, when we get there, I said, we're going to pray. And I want you to pray like you've never prayed before. I had fear in my life, Brother Hubert. I had fear in my life, Brother Bill. You'll lose another baby. Oh, listen. She laid down flat on that bed. I laid my hand on her stomach. And I listened to that woman pray harder than I've ever heard her pray. We prayed that night and had to go to the doctor the next morning. Well, all signs pointed that she was gone. Her little baby girl was gone. The one we just, I mean, short a few months from heaven, went down there. And that doctor went in there, and you know how they do it, an ultrasound. And there was that heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, you're talking about the Lord. Oh, He's heard me, folks. He's heard my prayer. I was the one that failed. I was the one that went back on Him. He said, but Charlie, you remain faithful. I'm going to help you. I want you to know, if you'll work for Him, He'll work for you. Praise the Lord. It ain't been easy, Darrell. This has been the best life. Woo! This has been the best life. Thank God tonight. Brother Robbie, I would trade mine for nobody. God's been good to me. I'm trying to hush. Anybody else need to pray? I'm going to tell you, young preachers, you young preachers jubilant. Boy, isn't that awesome, Brother Nathan? Brother Matt, you seek God more than anything. You're living a tempest time. You're living a time of flesh. You're living in the time they just ain't a lot of people care about the Lord. Brother, you're going to have to get some thick skin. You're going to have to get tough. You're going to have to bury yourself in the Word of God. You're going to have to learn Him. You're going to have to take on the whole armor. Brother, you're going to have to stand in a gap. And you're not. Hey, you can't get distracted. Brother, you've got to preach it and tell it like it is. That's all I can do. Why are they still praying? Would you come?